Gary Topps Facebook page. How Lake Powell came to be. Network Solutions. This is somebody tweeted. Somebody called Meme Bastard Charles Kahn. He has a picture of a bunch of people looking angry, and a bunch of thugs. And he says, the FBI, this is how the FBI looked when they realized the 15 boxes they took from Mar-a-Lago are full of Hillary's deleted emails. A bunch of pissed off people.
We sent you that.
Oh, you did? Oh, thank you. Click that one off. We're getting down pretty close to the end.
Well, no hurry. Take your time.
Yeah. So you said this would be the best show ever. You think we've, we've approximated that? I think it's quite heavy or something when you go from Ginny to Linda to Chad to Bert. And maybe someone else in there, maybe Nick or something. There was a lot of in-depth information there.
What happened to, why didn't you get Jack and Jermaine in? Did they do it last week?
They weren't here tonight.
Oh, that's a good reason.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm back with the list. So I'm going to renew this one little thing here. Here it is. We usually like to start at 102, I mean at 1, or 2 minutes short. But we have started as late as 1:10. So that wasn't so disastrous. Tab by tab, says Pusty, James Pusty, 383, Finnegan's Sleep, book 2, It's in the Palm of Your Hands, Baby, Deborah's there saying, you know, everybody's continuing to murder her family.
Oh.
Phil
did
says
she lose any more babies?
Oh, yeah. People on here are constantly killing your baby. The Phil says something, fuck the police, great name for a band. Deborah
fuck
yells at Magdalene, at Maggie, you're not going to fuck around while he gets murdered on my time, honey. You're not going to fuck around while he gets murdered on my time, honey, and then show up for meals. maybe he'd be a comedian. That's funny, Deb. Maybe you've regained your sanity and become funny. It was a mutation of someone into becoming a comedian. They had to be psychopathic for 6 months. Then they got their balance. That's cute. Okay, so then we'll bring up...
Babies, and then they lose babies they didn't have. That's the saddest thing. That's the saddest thing.
Well, that's looking for jokes. Looking for jokes, that's all that is.
Hard
to start to invent jokes.
George Carlin style of living, I got you.
Okay, so everything is, and I can mute the Michael spot, we'll leave you open, and we got the page, and where's my Finney's Wake? So, we start right with no 382. We start at 383.
Yeah,
right on the top of the page.
The begin to begin.
Yeah. So, where is, let me just listen to what I say.
Oh, yeah. And the number.
Yeah.
We Republican reading space forum on Facebook. So, 38.
Okay. Welcome, Reading Phineas Wake Facebook Forum. We're here on August 13th, 2022, and we're starting the 39th episode with Bob and Ian and the backup chorus. We're starting with page, this will be the 39th page in the new repagination of Phineas Wake. And it is page 383, the famous page with the word quarks on the first line, the word quark. So, Ian, shall I start to read it?
Yeah, that sets the precedent of where you are from where the book lays it. This would be book two, chapter four.
Hey, just a minute.
Where would it come from? If that's
this
not
phone,
marker.
I want to see if it's better on this. Now, let's see how bad my voice is on the headphones. Just a second. You couldn't hear me through them, right?
That's a little better. We can. Not really fair because we can hear, so it doesn't matter.
Did you adjust your thing a little
clear.
Bit?
No. Do we need to?
Well, it seems a little clearer. Okay, so I'm going to have to use the phone. It's not clear. You didn't even hear me coming through the headphones.
A little bit, but not much.
Yeah, it's too faint. Okay, so okay. Let's start over again. What was that? Reading Phineas Wake.
That was heard. You were fine. Just carry on. You got it.
No, I'm not carrying on. I'm starting a proper introduction. Okay, here we go. Welcome, Reading Phineas Wake Forum on Facebook. This is Bob and Ian recording the 39th episode of our ongoing repagination of Phineas Wake. This will be the new page 39, and the page that will be the new page 39 is page 383, the famous page that starts with the word quark in the first line. So, Ryan tells me to start talking. So this first section on page 383 is italicized. It says, three quarks for Muster Mark. Sure, he hasn't got much of a bark, and sure, any he has, it's all beside the mark. But oh, Renego Almighty, would none be a sky of a lark to see that old buzzard whooping about on shirt in the dark, and he hunting around for unspeckled trousers around by Palmerstown Park? Oh, ho, ho, ho,
whoopee. Whoa. Okay, hold on. Okay, now you got to see what's going on here. This is that simulation of weirdness, odd things taking place that you can't explain, and that would be in the actual physical quark, which is an element that moves outside of what you call time and space. It's not judged by it, so you can arrive before you leave riding on a quark. So the Muster Mark is trying to reset things back into irrelevance. It's not a person mark. It is to muster up the mark. X marks the spot. Okay? And it's got much bark because everything's upside down. Nothing ever matters. Everybody's fussing, but nobody's saying anything. Everybody's accusing everybody of everything, but everybody doesn't know anything. And everybody's going to put everybody in jail, but nobody seems to get indicted. And everybody gets indicted, but nobody seems to go to jail. Or everybody goes to jail, but nobody has to serve any time. It's a pretty amazing thing. So then they come along, and then says, and sure, he was all beside the mark. Muster mark, beside the mark, without any bark. So it's the present system that you're working into right now. But, oh, Reneagle Almighty, Ray, Reneagle.
Yeah, they're the head of the FBI, right?
Yes. Wouldn't be a sky of a lark. of a lark. That's like a narc in the DEA. And you see the buzzards, old buzzards whooping about, the unshirts in the dark. And see, now what's happening is they're circling around. They're starting to circle around them to say, you're not dead yet, but I'm going to circle here till you fall down. And we'll give you three guesses who the goober in the speckled trousers on Palmerstown Park. That's the vacation spot for Biden, the vacation spot for Biden while he snuck off to the Carolinas on a little island. So he can recover from his quote COVID.
All right, so that's that refers to Biden. So then it says, "Ho ho ho, multi-mark! You're the rummest old rooster ever flopped out of a Noah's Ark, and you think you're a cock of the bark. Fouls up! Tristy's the spry young spark that'll tread her and wed her and bed her and red her without ever winking the tail of a feather, and that's how that chap's going to make his money and mark."
Okay. Now there you go. Now here you go. Multi-mark. Let's see. How does that work? The rummest old rooster ever flopped out of Noah's Ark. I guess that'd have to do with a laptop. I guess that'd be a laptop where every quark and every cock has a wart. I guess his cock may have had a wart, but we'd have to check with Hunter Biden to see what he thought. Or maybe it was all on Anthony Weenie's laptop, but this tears you all the way through the tryst of young little Hunter Biden. It'll tread her, wed her, bed her, red her, without ever winking a tail of a feather. But it'll all be recorded on blow-by-blow on the Vimeo recorder. And see, that's how the chap's going to make his money and mark. So the jig is almost up because it's now been exposed of his doings.
Okay. Overhubbed, shrill glee screaming. That song sang sea swans, the winging ones, seahawk, seagull, curlew and plover, kestrel and capercalci. All the birds of the sea, they trolled out right bold when they smacked the big cuss of Trustin with Usoldi. There they were, too, when it was...
So now you just listed off your crew. Like they have crews for New Orleans for Carnival. These are the crews. These are your Democrats. Curlew, Pelosi, Kestrel, and Capricazzi, and the winging
Schumer.
Ones. Winging ones. Schumer, the winging ones. And they have got the big cuss of trusting Trump with unsold, with you sold, with you sold. But they've gone after him. They've smacked at it. They smacked the big cut of true son, Trump, with you soul. Now go ahead from there.
So that's the power couple of Trump and Melania?
You'll see in a minute. You're developing
okay.
It.
And there they were, too, when it was dark, whilst the wildcaps was circling as slow their ship. The winds are slight, upborne the fates, the war doors moved by courtesy of Mr. Dobolo, down below, Kempersally, listening in. That's a good name.
That's pretty good.
What's the name
of
that
good.
Basketball
pretty,
player? Kemper somebody.
Wait, no. I know, but
the guy
don't
who
worry
started
that,
the kneeling
don't.
Thing.
Yeah. That's Kaepernick. Kaepernick.
Oh, okay.
I don't know who that is. But go ahead.
Listening
okay,
by courtesy of Mr. Yeah. The Wardos moved by courtesy of Mr. Dobolo, down below Kempersally, listening in as hard as they could in Doubledorf, the Donker, by the tourney old of the waterfalls, with their voxens and their kemen in so had a jockey, in brackets, only a quarter buck a skull for the last axe, and the brackets, to the solans and the sycamores and the wild geese and the gannets and the migratories and the missile thrushes and the auspices and all the birds of the rock by sucker ass used the Okanagan See, all four of them, all sighing and sobbing and listening. Moikel a hoikling.
Okay. Now, this goes back to your new raid on Mar-a-Lago. So they're saying that there's this problem, and they even tossed the wardrobe that was going through Marlania's wardrobe.
Yeah.
By the courtesy of Mr. Dumbolo, that mess up everything. I can't get anything straight. And then your who is your who is your Merrick Garland? Mr. Garland getting something, says, I did this myself. I did this. I did this, but I don't know why I did it. And there is no affidavit, but I told you so. And then the waterfalls are flowing, and then now we're having problems. And they did it in the middle of the night when the dark was night, while the wildcats were circling, all 30 of them, slow in their ships because they had ships making sure somebody wasn't going to steal a piece of paper out of a padlocked safe room and jump into the Atlantic Ocean and go somewhere. They were making sure of that. So there's no telling how many hundreds of people there were trying to pull this little lollygagging off. And then they only had a quarter buck a skull for the last acts. That's it. It's like, we did this. We're going to do this. We can do what we want to do. But we're all together. We got a quarter buck a skull for this. And now all the cameras were there on me. They said, get out. And they didn't go, the staff at Mar-a-Lago. They said, turn off all the cameras. They didn't turn off all the cameras. And so they listened real hard as they could. And Trump and the whole thing are watching it from New York City. The whole thing, they're watching the whole thing as the birds go, rock-a-bye, sucker, you sassy, you ocean all sea. All four of them. Now, who's the four? The four, they're siding because you fix to see them crying and listening and moaning. Moikle, oikling. Mm-hmm. It's that whole
Dave. What are the four birds? Where are they?
No.
Wild geese. No. The gannets, the migratories, and the missile thrushes. Okay.
That's the AOC side. That's the Schumer side. That's the Rhino side. And that's the Pelosi side of those followers. Because, you know, they divide up into camps pretty fast and easily. They're all crying now because they tried to get this all worked out when they slapped the cuckoo, and then the cuckoo kicked back, apparently.
Yeah, they're all sighing, sobbing, and listening.
And hard as they can. Go ahead.
They're what, as hard as they can?
As hard as they could, listening, trying to see if they can figure this out now. They've got to figure it out. And everything they've done so far hasn't worked at all.
Yeah, are you saying Merrick Garland is Mr. Dobolo Dombolo Kimpercelli?
Yes.
And then, as hard as they could in Doubledorp, the Donker, more references to Garland.
And the DOJ, Department of Justice.
Yeah. Okay, so then we have a new paragraph. It says, they were the big four, the four master waves of Aaron, all listening, four. There was old Matt Gregory, and then besides old Matt, there was old Marcus Lyon.
It gets really, really, really somber here at this one. They started pointing at the lights in the city of Washington, D.C. Go ahead.
So who's Matt Gregory and Marcus Lyon? Are you laughing at who they are?
Yeah. Who's Matt? Okay. Matt. Wait. Who's your Republican good guy? Matt?
Gates?
Yes! And then old Marcus Lyons. Who's Marcus Lyons? If it ain't Schumer, it's gotta be the one from Kentucky.
Yeah, well, where does it say, Kentucky?
Well, no, it's your minority leader who's fixing to take over. It's the Rhino.
Kevin McCarthy?
In the Senate. He's 1,000 years old. The old guy.
Nah, I don't know. Anyways, that's who's Marcus Lyons.
Mm-hmm. The four ways. Go ahead.
Okay. There was old Matt Gregory, and then besides old Matt, there was old Marcus Lyons. The four waves, and oftentimes they used to be saying grace together, right enough, Bosnabita and Miracle Square. Here now we are, the four of us, old Matt Gregory and old Marcus and old Luke Tarpey, the four of us, and sure, thank God there are no more of us, and sure now you wouldn't go and forget and leave out the other fellow, old Johnny McDougal. The four of us, and no more of us.
That's Manchin. We're getting Manchin in here.
Right. Okay. So who did we say the third guy was? Luke Tarpey.
You're going to make, Luke Tarpey. Oh, Luke Tarpey is the whip in the House. Luke Tarpey is the whip in the House of Representatives.
Yeah, I don't know who that is. You mean the Republican whip?
They used to all pray together. Yeah, well, that's what the whip, no, it would be the Democrat whip at this point. But they used to all talk together and pray together and eat together and do it. But they're not doing that anymore. They're not doing that anymore.
No. Nope.
Sure, thank God. There's no more of us. I didn't do it. No, you did. No, I didn't do it. No, I didn't do it. And Johnny McDougal, it was Manchin. Manchin did it. Manchin, I didn't do that. I didn't want to vote for that, but Manchin voted for it, not me. Okay, I did vote for it. But if Manchin had done what he was supposed to do, I would not have been blamed for this thing we put in on everybody. And we needed 175,000 IRS agents with guns and bullets to take care of those all these people that now make more than $400,000 a year. The blessing is that everybody's going to be making $400,000 plus a year. So it's a good day. You ought to be thankful. But we're going to see how it plays out. Keep going. You're doing all right.
Okay. I like that. The four of us, and sure, thank God there are no more of us. And sure, now you wouldn't go and forget and leave out the other fellow, an old Johnny McDougal. The four of us, and no more of us. And so now, pass the fish for Christ's sake. Amen. The way they used to be saying their grace before fish, repeating itself after the interims of Augsburg for old lang syne.
That's the midterms after August. We're getting ready for the, when they sing the Happy New Year at the end of fiscal year. They're going to say, we can just get through the interims, get through August, and we'll get this worked out, and maybe okay. Because we got to grease ourselves. We got some greasing to do. And so they, go ahead, Bob.
So you said the end of the physical year, were you talking about September or something, or December?
Yeah. They're getting ready for the interns. It's the interim. This is that break, the August break.
Oh, okay. It's about the break. Yeah, after the interims of Augsburg for Auld Lang Syne. And so there they were with their palms in their hands like the Pogrom's Procles, spraining their ears, loosening and listening to the oceans of kissing. Okay, they're all on their vacations, but they're all following the media and texting because they got all involved.
And they're all scared.
Android memes.
They got their palms. They got their palms out so they can get their money checks because they know that if they don't get anything, they better get it right now. Because if they don't get it right now, they're not going to get nothing. But they're getting all they can while they're on vacation, spraining their ears, trying to hear what they can hear with the oceans and the kissing to see who's going to be fucked next. Because all the kissing, somebody's going to get fucked.
Yeah, loosening and listening to the oceans of kissing, with their eyes glistening, all the four, when he was kindling and cuddling and bunny hugging scrumptious as Colleen Bond and Dinkum Dell and Oscar sister on the 15-inch love seat behind the chieftainess stewardess's Cuban, the hero of Gaelic champion, the onlyest one of her choice, her blue-eyed deal of a girl's friend, neither big ugly nor small nice, meaning pretty much everything to her then, with his sinister dexterity, light and rough handling, vice and versum, her rag bags and associations, fore and aft, on and off sides, the brew burnt sex putter, Hansen Huntsome, that was palpably wrong and palpably improper, and cuddling her and kissing her, tout à fait charmant, in her ensemble of Maidena blue, with an overdress of net tickled with goldies, Isolum al Sola, and wisping and lisping her about Tricillo Lanasans. How one was whips for one was two, and two was lips for one was three, and dissimulating themselves with his pogu like Aranapogu, the dear, dear annual. They all four remembered who made the world and how they used to be at that time in the vulgar ear cuddling and kiddling her after an oyster supper in Cullen's barn from under her missile thrush and kissing and listening in the good old bygone days of Dion Boucicault, the elder, in Aranapogu. In the other world of the passing of the key of two-tongue common, with Nush, the carrier of the word, and with Mesh, the cutter of the reed, in one of the far back, pitch-black centuries, when who made the world, when they knew, oh, clearly, the man on the door, when they were all four collegians on the nod, near the Nodderlands nursery, white boys and oak boys, peep of tin boys and piping tom boys, raising hell while the sun was shining, with their slates and satchels, playing Florian's fables, and communic suctions, in Velikar frictions with Mixum members in the Queen's Altonian colleges, along with another fellow, a prime number, Tosius Quosius, and paying a pot of triplets to Boris O'Brien, the butler of Clump Thump. Two loaves, two turnovers, plus one crown.
My God, there's no periods. We need to buy him with some punctuation. Going on for 12 hours. Okay, go to the exclamation point. Maybe we can stop it off there.
All right, to see the mad Dane aiding his vitals. Wolf, wolf. All right, there's the exclamation mark.
So now you're going through all this description of this wonderful person, awful person, ugly person, everybody's kiss person, Nasty Pelosi. Nasty Pelosi. And she's going, and she's the head of it. She runs it. She's in charge. And she knew McConaughey is in there. And then Nursky, you know who that is. Oh, and don't forget the white boys. They were good. You know Nursky.
Who's that? Who's Nursky?
The House of Representatives.
Okay. And,
Gavin Newsom.
Well, he's the governor of California.
And he's in a mess, in the same mess. He's got problems with the old boys, and he's got problems with the white boys, and he's got the Peeping Tom boys, and the Raising Hell, and the Sin Was Shining boys, and the Slates and the Satchels, and I don't even know what that, and they're playing Florida's Fables, and they're communicating suctions on the Velikar frictions. Oh, my God. There's a mix of them, and they're mixing it up with the members that you can't tell which is the Queen's Utonian colleges. They're all going to fall out, in and out. They're falling out of the in and out.
Great.
Now,
who's
and then you're going down to this liaison. That would be your new Speaker of the House.
Nice.
Paying a pot of tributes. To Boris O'Brien, that's Boris from your favorite UK that just left. That butler of Chump Thump. The butler of Chump Thump. It's a Chump Thump.
So
lots of turnovers. No. This is important. I'll answer your question. But this is two loses, two turnovers, plus one crown.
One crown.
To see the mad Dane aching his vitals, woof woof, throwing his tongue in the snake pit. Mm-hmm.
Who's the mad Dane?
Baby. The Dane is Nasty on the way.
Now what about the Speaker of the House to be? We don't know who that is. The candidate.
Yes, you do. That's already been settled. That's the minority whip, which is your
Kevin McCarthy.
Kevin McCarthy. He'll be the new speaker in about a second.
Okay. So, shall we continue?
No. That's it. You're out. You're out of the loop because. It just lays out the details of what's happening now. But what's significant about this part, as we've flown through this all, is the quirks and how this all shifts and changes and how everything that was has now changed. So now we're in one position, and now we're in another position. In that 1 second, Biden could do nothing wrong. And now Biden's done everything wrong. And then Hunter never has done anything wrong, and now all of a sudden, he's exposed for everything he's ever thought about doing wrong.
Mm-hmm.
See the difference?
Yeah.
It's basically how the worm, the feather, without ever winking the feather of a tail, the tail of a feather. So it's like, you know, I'm not going to care. I'm going to smoke dope. I'll smoke dope on camera. It's good, naked, with children. It'll be fun. I like that. We'll do this that way. It'll be good. I'm good. I'm recovering. Leave me alone. I'm a dope addict. Leave me alone. I take dope. Okay, I take dope. What's the matter with you? Yeah, I got $800 million from China, but don't worry about it. I gave it to my daddy. I didn't keep it. Well, most of it, but I didn't keep all of it. I gave it to my daddy. He's holding it for me. It's in my piggy bank. It's all right. He don't know nothing about it. I sniffed it in his piggy bank. And all this stuff is coming out, and now everybody's going to cross over each other because Joe America is looking at this, and it doesn't trust the Republicans or the Democrats or anybody. Because they're all full of Baskins and Clippers and Clops and Tucons and Agonets and Googlogs and the Sycamore Loglogs. Yeah, the Deep Swans are thinking of flip the flockers, that's for sure. The shrill glee screaming, she'll be screaming, and it'll be fun. So, anyway, that was kind of fun.
So this is subatomic. The people are subatomic quark shifting, is
correct.
What you're saying.
And the quark is what, this quark arriving is what's exposing it all. Everybody suspected it. No, really, there's nothing going on here, really, Bob. It's just a Russia disinformation. That's what it is. Russia disinformation. It's not real. They never went to Mar-a-Lago. That was the Russians. They did that. That's Trump's buddy. It's Russian collusion. That's all it was. And he's got the piece of paper that gives Ukraine all their money back. So it's good. They get to keep Kiev. It's good. Ain't no problem. It's all going to be okay. It's all going to pay. And then
who gets
Iranians
to keep Kiev?
Are going to get Ukraine. Ukraine mm-hmm. is Kiev. I can't even say Kiev anymore. It's Kiev.
So Russia has to give everything back. They've been caught.
Because of that piece of paper that Trump hid in the closet at Mar-a-Lago.
Did anybody get it?
It was just under Melania's penny drawer. Melania's got a beautiful foundational garment section in her closet. It's for the foundational garments, and that's where the documents are hidden, safe in the penny drawer.
Mm-hmm. So they didn't get them.
No,
didn't get the documents.
This is the rissing chick. So it's no matter because it's all puffery. That's how they're trying to say this. Because it makes it a big mess of nothing.
All right,
it's a happy day.
We'll open up for questions and other further insights. Okay?
Yay.
Unmute all.
All participants are now unmuted.
Let's hear your insights, your patterns. As usual, there's much shyness. Looks like Sean's trying to say something, or Phil.
Bob, it sounds like a narrative out of The Great Gatsby more than anything else.
Got it.
Yeah.
What sounds like The Great Gatsby? What, the whole section?
Yeah, no, the page 384 really did sort of come across as all these sort of hoity-loits sort of hanging around and stabbing each other in the back and...
And new clothes.
Lost penny, yeah, and their new clothes and the penny and, you know, try and rob everybody of their lost sense before it all sort of crumbles.
Into World War. You want to say something, Phil?
Yeah, I was just interested at the sheer amount of bird references that Joyce has used in this... particular segment.
That's what Mitch McConnell would say. Birds of a feather flock together.
Yeah.
Is old Mitch quaking in his boots?
Yeah, he's a little nervous. He's the Republican, and he's a little nervous. He's got himself too thin, because everybody's like, you're no better than Schumer or Dick Durbin. Or John Thune. You're no better than they are. So put them in a sack and tell them a difference.
It's true.
Ion, did you name the top of page 385, Dion Boucicault, the elder? Who is that?
What is it? Did you say 385?
Yeah. Third line.
At the top. Third line.
Okay. Okay, that is the olden days of when you used to have decent folks, the elder. Now, that would say that brings you all the way back to Roosevelt.
Okay.
Decent folks.
Go on, somebody say something.
Yeah, the other
thing. See, that's the passing of the key of Tutankhamun.
Yes, I was reading that.
Tutankhamun.
No,
1922.
Two-tongued. I know, but it's two-tongued.
Yeah.
So they spoke out of both sides of their mouth as well.
Yeah.
Speak with forked tongue.
Mm-hmm. With Nush. Who is Nush? That'd be Bush.
The carrier of the word. And with Mesh.
Mm-hmm.
The cutter of the reed. You got a clue who that is?
Yeah, that's the other Bush.
Okay.
One is a W. If you take the Mesh and turn it upside down, it's the W. Bush.
Right.
In the first two verses, you stated that Joe Biden's the buzzard whooping about unshirt in the dark. And then immediately under that, you could even say that the rummest old rooster ever flopped out of Noah's Ark was Dick Cheney, given his, how
would
vocal he has been.
It would have fly. Just lately, though. See, he's just now started that. Only because Leah's fixing to go down. Everybody that went up against, well, this has been established. This has nothing to do with Finnegan's Wake, but Finnegan's Wake absolutely supports it. Everybody who goes up against Donald J. Trump ends up falling. Everybody who voted to impeach him, every one of those have been now thrown out of their midterms, the rest of them resigned. They knew they were going to lose, so they resigned in whatever flavor they could. And so the only one left out of that now is Liz Cheney. We're going to see now. Papa Dick's got a hard on. We're going to see what he's going to do with it. Like somebody's going to appreciate words from Dick Cheney, for Pete's sake.
Exactly.
Come on, take a stab at it.
Ooh.
And the last sentence that you stopped at, to see the mad Dane.
Well, we really didn't stop. We just had to quit because it goes on those three pages, the three-page sentence. So.
Yeah.
Well, the next line that Bob didn't read, the throwing his tongue in the snake pit, and that goes back to that speaking with forked tongue and the previous...
Yeah.
Yeah, that maybe should have been included. And the wolf, is that crying wolf? Is that what they really are?
Yeah, that's right. Oh, yeah, because now they're going to say, I didn't vote for that. That was extreme. That they made me do that. And the ladies, that's your squad. And go one more sentence. And the ladies, have mercies. It brought back the old prehistoric scenes all back again, just like it used to be fresh as of yore. Then you got Matt and Marcus, natural born lovers of nature, and they come in with their mouth of mandibles. So you're going to see, this would probably come closer to midterms. Now, that's granted, there is a midterm. We're not saying there is or isn't going to be. There's one scheduled. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah, that's one of...
That starts getting into those two.
One of my favorite lines, it brought the dear prehistoric scenes all back again. That's the caveman reality that Electric Global Theater retrieved in the 60s. McLuhan wrote about it, the caveman in the suburbs. Yeah.
Yeah.
Environment retrieved, Paleolithic situations.
A Neanderthal in a nightgown.
Yeah, but also that natural-born lovers of nature. I mean, it's all about this Green New Deal and all that nonsense.
Yeah.
So pulls it together there a bit as well.
As well. And they don't care about the Green New Deal. They care about the Green New Money. It ain't about the Green New Deal. It's the Money New Deal. Ain't nothing green going on about it. Try as you might, you've not destroyed this earth yet. You could have. You would have. It would have been gone, long gone. But instead, you don't. You haven't. It's Bob's ride home. You're not going to mess up Bob's ride.
Yeah, you're not messing up my ride home.
Mm-hmm. Just remember, y'all, Bob does not drive. He aims.
I'm going to aim for that black hole in the sun, the Stargate.
Yeah. And Bob, was the sentence "raising hell while the sun was shining," was that you raising the hell with their slates and satchels playing Florian's Fables and Communic Sanctions?
No.
Is that
No, that was not, the that was the Florida making fun of what the Democrats were trying to do at Mar-a-Lago.
The hooping hootenanny.
The Floridians, did you say?
The Floridians.
Yeah, at Floridia, at Mar-a-Lago.
Right. Okay, so that reference.
Well, who's making fun of who?
The Trumps are making fun of what the Democrats are doing in Florida at Mar-a-Lago because they're watching the whole thing on closed circuit TV with Sam.
Yeah.
Listening to see what they're planting or what they're getting or what they're doing or shit. They're probably going to put in some nuclear waste in there somewhere and play, and accuse Trump of stealing that from the Oval Office. That's where all the good nuclear waste is in the Oval Office. So that'd be a good place to sneak it out. But he did leave with a box. Maybe it was in that box that he walked out with. That's what it was. It must have been.
You like said he was Trump watching. You made a passing remark. He was... what did you just say? I don't want to drown it out. Your last words there.
Well, Trump was carrying a box when he left the Oval Office. He was still president, but he left the Oval Office. So when he left, he had a box. So that must have been the nuclear waste in that cardboard box. like Trump is going to pack his own luggage and tote it to Air Force One.
Now, you, in passing, said he was watching this from New York. Is that on record,
correct,
that he was in New York at
it
some
is.
Point?
It is. He was in New York because he was being, they called him there to testify, to not testify on the little goofball DA in New York City that's trying to pin his ears back for anything she can. That's what she got elected for. But she was going to kill Trump. That was her only lot for living. Nobody else. There's been a case. But she's the only prosecution so far. And, of course, he pled the fifth, no contest. But anyway, he was stuck up there while this was going on. They said turn off all surveillance. They didn't. But they got every minute of it recorded, and they watched every bit of it in closed-circuit TV every step of the way. They know exactly what's happening. So if things get ugly, it will be on TMZ any day or the very latest Laura Ingraham.
Yeah, and basically the people who did the actual raiding, the soldiers, whatever they were, FBI, they took off, right? They went to the hills.
Yeah.
They knew this was backfiring on them.
Yep.
Some people point out that the Department of Justice, Garland, didn't say anything for 2 or 3 days, and they find that guilty. You're supposed to be able to say something right away.
Well,
react immediately.
Wait, whoa. Bob, for 253 years, a sitting attorney general would never have anything to say about an ongoing case or a beginning of a case or something that was enough to get some kind of subpoena for. They don't talk about open cases. And he gets up in front of everybody looking a little sheepish and just... I supported this. I signed off. This is on me. Put this on me. I'm for this. I did this. And I don't know why, but I did this. And it was, we don't know if it was egregious, but it is. I did this. I want you to know that. He talked for about 4 minutes and says, and he turned to knock his head and walked off the dais. It was it.
So he didn't do what the old traditional general would do, but keep and
nobody's
keep quiet.
Ever done it. Nobody's ever done this. They wouldn't do it. I mean, this is not some underling coming in to say it. I mean, this was the attorney general to say, "Yep, I did this. Put that on me." It's like, whoa! You're not supposed to have anything to do with it. How are you able to do this? A judge is supposed to give a subpoena for something like that. Why are you having anything to do with the subpoena works? How does that work?
Right. So is there anything on the page that shows the silliness of, what was he called? Temperselli. Is there anything in the words pointing out of his silly press conference and the inappropriateness.
No, that's never supposed to happen, and it'll be denied that it ever took place in a second. They'll say, what do you mean a press conference? I've never had a press conference. Are you crazy? We don't do this. We don't talk about open cases. And then the little Jean-Paris, Clay, Manal, Lawal, whatever her name is, she'll say, you don't understand, Peter Ducey. That's just not how things go. I'll tell you how things go. I set the stage for reality here. I do this. Not what you're seeing. You can't believe what you watch on Fox News, even if it is me on Fox News. You can't believe it, and they can't believe that. Okay, I'm on Fox News, but don't believe me on Fox News, so that's going to go bad. You know that. So, and this becomes a silly comedy of errors. The next thing you know, you want the red-headed one that was for with Biden all along. You want her to come back, because all of a sudden she's making a little bit of sense. Psaki, Jan Psaki.
Yeah.
She got out it when the getting was good.
So I was looking for some sentence that refers to that stupidity.
No, not yet. That's coming. That's becoming. That's becoming. That's not even bad yet. Wait. You'll see. It gets bad.
So this section was describing the way they used to be. They get along in the old days.
Mm-hmm. Back in the day of wine and roses.
Maybe Madeline has something to say. You got something to say, Madeline?
Okay. You can say it, darling. You can do it.
Oh, God. Okay. I was muted, and my phone was in my pocket, and my hands were full.
Typical.
Oh,
you
crap.
Made it.
Yeah, I do have something, but it's not concerning Finnegan. It's from a private session.
No. You got
no.
it.
No.
Sorry.
Uh-oh.
Sorry.
Make it apply.
Okay.
Make it apply.
Make it apply. You could make it apply. You're very good at this.
Okay, it does apply. The cork, that applies to Nostradamus seeing what Bob was saying and doing. My question
same way James Joyce did it in The Wake.
Yeah, so Ion stated that what Nostradamus did is looked at a bush or a flower or anything and saw it so completely that he saw, what did you say he saw, Ion?
He was able to see the internet because of where the spider made the web. It was a worldwide contingency. So he made reference to it that would even bring that forth. The same thing James Joyce did when he's talking about Nasty Pelosi getting fucked out of her little position because she messed up and all the birds flocking together and how they're fixing to fall. Telling you, same way. Same conversation.
And I was there with the aliens dictating the Wake to Joyce. Maybe
wow.
It's a little early to point that out. We shouldn't have brought that up. Okay, forget I said that. It was on Fox News. It doesn't exist.
Well, the thing that came to my mind was how we've talked about Bob's hologrammy. And with a hologram, you can look at any one part and see the whole. So is that what happened with Nostradamus?
In essence, because he would put it together. But you got to remember, he had to be crafty with his words, because if he said the wrong thing to Catherine de' Medici, who was his bill payer and his noose holder, he wouldn't make it through the night. But because he had good words to say, he always aired to her side of grandeur, of course, that he could.
That makes me think, Ion, that Joyce was aware that he was in the same position as Nostradamus after having been censored for Ulysses and the book was banned. He was being very cagey by being incomprehensible in Finnegan's Wake. So they couldn't get him.
Besides being a drunk, that'll do it.
He did. He developed all the techniques of avoiding cancellation. He's the poster boy for all those.
And then before it was over with, he canceled himself. Wishing he'd made a better work. Steve's righteous, however indignant, huh?
Yeah, and Leon, do you have anything to say? Well, let's give him the rest of your time to say something. Nick's back. Nick's got something to say.
Yeah, Bob, what I was going to ask is, do we see this flipping and have it being some retribution for, I mean, these clowns are just getting away with literal murder. Do we see that flipping back?
Literal.
Some
literal murder. That's right. Literal murder. That's right. You testify the wrong way. Oh, no, you're going to testify the wrong way. Oh, no. You might testify the wrong way. Oh, sorry, you didn't make it. He had a bad head. He fell. He accidentally fell down 11 stories of stairs.
Yeah. So the burlesque of it all that we've seen play out, is that now going to then flip? Because, as you said earlier on, anybody who comes up against Trump is,
cursed
out.
They've not fared very well. And the thing of it is, Trump could just let it go and leave it alone, but he's not going to do it. He will not let it go. He is not. If you go against him, even to his own hurt, you're going to feel him. He may lose, but you or him, one's going to get ass whooping. You can know that. One of them is. Don't know which one, but one is. So far, Trump's been okay with it.
But there's a parallel world playing out here completely, because Trump carries on with his as if he was the president. Biden,
he's still running things right now. What do you hear? What about the military? What about the military? What action have you heard that the military's done? He doesn't run the military. What action is it? Where's our troops? Where are our troops involved? What are we doing? Who's giving the orders here? He hasn't given a single order for anything. They don't go. They're not having
Biden hasn't given an order.
Mm-hmm. Correct. Because he can't, because he's not in control of them. Trump's still in control of them.
Well, they must view him then as an illegitimate president. Everybody is.
Everybody is. And that's why they're going to do anything they have to do to make sure Trump doesn't have the ability to run the place. But it really doesn't matter what they do at this point, because it's pretty much, after this, it's set. Trump don't even care. He could be happy without him. He'll need that, man. He's good.
Yeah, he is running his place, though. That's the thing is, and did it connect in any way to the RIP? Because initially we couldn't the RIP didn't allow the left and the right, the red and the blue, whatever you want to call it. Did that open up, and you could then see it very clearly how the left and the right warring against
each other? We despise to make a McLuhan reference in this, but this is what McLuhan talked about, is it shifts, the pendulum swung so far to the left, that it's now going to come so far to the right. And you're going to think Ronald Reagan was a conservative. You ain't seen nothing. It's a coming. 7 come 11. It's coming.
But this Finnegan's Wake, these pages reference that particular thing where this split is going on, and there are these two worlds that are actually unfolding simultaneously.
Yes.
Very much like in Fringe, where you could actually see the different colors and the people in the two different worlds. Yeah.
Yeah, just enough to make a variegation between the two. One Olivia had blonde hair, and the other Olivia had red hair or pink hair or whatever the hell.
Reddish hair.
Reddish hair. Yeah, that's it. That's right. Reddish.
It's kind of blurry. It's the shimmer.
There's a sentence halfway down page 384, Bob, and it says, when he was kiddling and cuddling and bunny hugging scrumptious, his Colleen Bourne and Dinkum Bell and Oscar sister on the 15-inch love seat. Who is the he, and what's a 15-inch love seat, Ian?
Oh, a short... A short-sighted love affair. That's fixing to come out. there's a whole lot of loving going on that's going to come up here pretty quickly. That'll be significant. You'll see. It's on the Democrat side.
Well, please don't tell me Biden's uh-huh. having an affair.
who's having
an affair? It wasn't Swalwell, but although Swalwell would, he don't mind. No, he won't even say that because that's not even me. That's worse than me. It's okay.
His care.
A lot of these dogs won't hunt anymore, and they know it. And they've rode it for as long and as hard as they can, and it's done. And they know it. This is their last hurrah, and they're just taking it out for all they can. And they don't care. They're not taking any prisoners because it's going to be ugly. But you know, if we were going out with such a high hurrah, we wouldn't have 175,000 IRS agents that are not going to be poking in our pocketbooks when we ain't in office no more. It don't seem like the smartest move as a bird flies. You know, we have to see how it goes.
Yeah.
And get redirected.
Armed and dangerous.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So who's bunny hugging Pelosi then, Arn?
Who's bunny hugging Pelosi? Nancy Pelosi. Yeah. Are you saying who is the one? Everybody.
Yeah, who's the one?
Everybody. Everybody's bunny hugging Pelosi. That's the point. She runs it.
Right.
So you had to kiss the ring or kiss something else, or you don't make it for a day.
Ah, I see.
And OAC seems to be very quiet.
Yeah.
She's like gone into hiding. She's not even vocal anymore.
She's trying to get old enough so she can run for president. her numbers are better than Biden. That's what James Joyce said. Her numbers are better than Biden's at this stage of the game. Hell, probably Hunter could do better than Biden today. Probably could. At least he knows how to do business. He can bring home the money check. Put him in charge of the Treasury. We'd have a great system. It'd be good.
Yeah.
He'd be smoking his crack pipe.
Yeah, that's funny. It teaches everybody. If everybody doesn't know how to do it, just turn on the news or load the internet. You can see it all. He'll teach you how to do it so you don't suck that Brillo down your throat. You see, it's hot. It's kind of bad.
Yeah.
Okay, come one, come all. Here we go. What you want?
Ion, if Trump is running the military behind the scenes, did Biden actually mm-hmm. send weapons to Ukraine?
No, Trump did. Because that was the big complaint. Somebody say they sent them, but then they didn't get there, or they're sitting in right. Poland. Are they making right. on the border? Are they almost made it? They couldn't quite make it. The next thing you know, they got them. So, okay, good. So, that's right.
Mm, it's Trump's mandate.
He's a non-president president. How about that?
Yeah.
So what was Trump's intention with those weapons? What are they? What does he want them to accomplish?
Be a distraction so we can quell the Russia, Russia, Russia. This quells Russia, Russia, Russia.
Mm-hmm.
Did Trump mandate the vaccine?
And no, he did not.
So that was tech body. The military members weren't actually required to get the vaccine?
That was not from Trump. That was from Biden. There wasn't even a vaccine. There was just barely a vaccine. It wasn't mandated. That came from Biden.
Yeah, Trump was Biden against
fucking,
the
mandate. Fucking Fauci. Well, he says, the point is, well, if Trump had had his way, he'd say, you got to pay for it yourself. We're the government. We're not here to give you a shot. We're not here to pay for you a shot. Here's the shot. I've got it available. I did it record time. Take it. And I think those first ones might have been all right. But if it had made people pay for them, that would have solved it. Then it would be different. But instead, they give it away for free and then make you take it because it's free. No. That 9 boosters.
So this applies to the military members, too? Why would I...
There's only 12... He didn't do that to the military. He never mandated that the military take the shot.
Mm-mm. Okay.
Biden did. And there's only 1,200 of them that bucked out and wouldn't do it. And they can get their place back here as soon as midterm, if there is a midterm, gets worked out.